This is N5AOW, Night Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. Wonderful sunny day today. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mobile on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Louisville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on May 17th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Keller Street, Louisville. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact your club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations that would like to check in? Okay, are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink, and I do see another station in there.
KD2AIT Echolink repeater, please copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, and I'm the last one in the queue right now. Back over to net control.
Okay, Bill, I've got you in there, KA3TFP and KD2FPM. And we'll start with Kevin. Kevin, how are things down in Oneonta?
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob and Bill and everyone on board listening. KD2FPM out here on the northeast side of Oneonta. And Bob, I wanted to thank you again. Matt and I want to let you know we appreciate that you took the net for us last night. Yeah, we had a pretty successful drill last night, tested out our new dry hydrant, and we got our fire police ramped up and got everything working nice and smooth, and had actually a pretty decent night and no complaints whatsoever, so that was really a nice deal. So luckily the weather held out for us, a little on the cold side. So if my voice sounds a little off, that's the only issue that I ended up with. Got a bit of a scratchy throat, and it decided to try to travel into the upper lungs, so I'm right now fighting off an evil virus, so I'll be all right. I'm young. I'll adjust. So with that, I'll say we got 50... or so degrees. It looks like 50, maybe 51 degrees on the outside right now. And I know we had some clouds overhead, so hang in there. I know this weekend temps are going to start to pop back up just a little bit. We're still a little under the norm, but hey, it could be worse. So with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, I know what you mean with the drills and things, and well, I'll tell you what, there's certain things that are, what do they call them, essentials that you need to do from time to time, and things just have to be updated. We go through that here. I'm kind of retired from it anymore, but well, I know in years past we had to keep up with it. And then we put, going way back from early 90s, put in probably 4 or 5 dry hydrants around the lake that we can draw from in different areas. So they are helpful, they're a good aid. It beats, you know, when, well, no matter what you do, you know, you can draw from them and fill up the tankers and utilize the pond ground and go back and draw again. So it makes a necessary supply of water when you need it. Okay, you have a fine evening and take care. Yeah, I'm looking for more warm weather and warm overnight temperatures. I want to get my water turned back on again going down to the garage. I've had it on, I've turned it off twice, I left it off now. Seems like I just can't get away from the 20s. We've been 26, 27 for the last almost week here, so overnight. A little bit on the cool side. All right, very good. Kevin, have a good evening, and you and Matt enjoy. Didn't mind doing the net for you at all, so not a problem. All right, we'll turn to Bill, KA3TFB. Bill, how are things down Pennsylvania way?
KD2AIT in the group. Hello there. Good evening to everybody listening. 46 degrees here in Franklin Park Borough. Hey, there's one opportunity that you're allowed to row backwards as fast as you can and as quick as you can, and that's before you go over the waterfall. So now we're rowing backwards today. Well, anyhow, hey, best everybody there. I want to say hello and give it back to Net Control. KA3TFB, Bill here in Franklin Park Borough, rowing backwards.
You got to chuckle out of that one, Bill. I'll tell you what. I put the rowboat in the water about a week ago, and we had the warm weather, and then we got the rain. So I went down today and looked at it, and it's probably got a couple inches of water in the bottom. No big deal. But I haven't had really the urge to put either a little engine on it, or row, or do the electric motor. That breeze coming across that lake, I'll tell you what, even when it's 55 to 60 degrees, that breeze is frigid. And it does not give you the incentive to get out there on the water. So with that, I can understand where you're coming from. If I was going over to them, I'd be rowing like a bandit, believe me. Okay, Bill, you have a fine evening, and stay warm down here, and I think warm days are coming. We got to hope that. The sun's out. Everything else is not cooperating with us. So, take care. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins.
Fizz. KD2AIT, good evening.
WA to you. KD2DFD.
BC2WI.
Hey, we've got KC2WI, Pete. KD2DFD. WA2U. KD2AIT. Jeff, we'll start with you. How was your day? I hope you had a good one.
Good evening. It's KD2AIT. Yeah, we having a good day up here. We're up at camp a little early, but we're here. And by the way, hello there, Pete. DFD, you must be up at camp or at the house or whatever you call it these days now. It's good to hear you. It's been a while. We're up here doing a bunch of little projects, and it's been going okay. A small tree fell on my truck today, which was kind of a bummer, but it didn't seem to do any damage so far that I've been able to notice. But we were just sitting in here in camp, just kind of digesting dinner, and all of a sudden we heard something crackle and fall, and I went out there and a tree was falling on the truck. So anyway, the boys there got it all cut up, and I don't see anything that stands out anyway as far as damage. So Other than that, we're just getting ready to call it a night here. We got a lot of things on the agenda for tomorrow and the next day, so we're going to get to bed early and get up early and get them crossed off the list, if you know what I mean. So, all right, good hearing from everybody here, and Bob and KD2AIT, we'll be clear.
Okay, Jeff. Well, I'm glad you're able to get some of the little projects done and get up there and, or at least get out, get to camp and enjoy it. Take a little time to get a little R&R. Too bad about the truck. I hope it didn't do much damage. I had a similar thing happen with a neighbor's tree come down, had a branch hit mine and do a little dent on the side and a little dent on the hood. But one of those things, you know, you don't expect it and you don't know when it's going to happen, but sometimes it does. Well, I'm glad it didn't show much or at least show any kind of damage to be a problem for you. All right, move along to John, WA2U. John, how are things down in Hinckley?
Okay, well, good evening, Bob. WA2U here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Oh, it must be the time for trees. We had a good day today. I'll get to that in a moment. I had a good day and in the process of copying CDs for the camp. I had a whole stack of them here that came in a box. I don't know, 15 or 20 of them. So I'm duplicating those so we have them over at camp. And we're getting place in shape over there. We've got I take the satellite radio from here and plug it in over there, and it's kind of nice. And then we've got the Blu-ray player and things. We're getting a nice set up, you know, nice for the summer. We go over there, and that's what we did last night. Went over with a couple friends and went into camp relative. I think we left here about 5. It's only about a 5-minute ride in the mule over there. And we had to take care of a few things, one of which is, ironically, just talking about a tree. There's a large cherry tree that's relatively close to the camp with a big limb that's outstretched, I don't know, maybe not 45 degrees, but a good size limb. And I want to build a deck for the summer. And I thought, well, you know, my luck, that thing will load up with ice or snow, and then it'll fall and it'll land right on the new deck. So we decided, we'll take that down. So I got the extension ladder, climbed up there quite a ways and tied a rope around it and tied another rope onto that one so we had a lot of room. And Sandy drove the mule, backed it up, and Mark was, he wanted to cut the tree, wanted to do some special cutting, so I said, okay. He had my saw, and he got it all done, and saw a spark, and I go, oh, so instant dull chain on, it was a nail or something, it was in the woods. We got the limb down, and it caught another tree, but we were able to pull it out with the mule in it. Missed the large outside fireplace, so that was a good thing. It didn't hit the camp. And we spent more time getting the knots out of the rope, I think, once we got it down than anything else. But everyone was safe, and had the stove going inside, and plenty of 807s and good music, and a lot of chat. And it was a nice evening. I don't know what time we must have got back here, about 11:30 midnight or something. So, but a good day for that. So. Only started up the new generator. A friend wanted.
Hey, John. Well, it sounds like you had a little bit of a chore getting the branch down and a little bit of enjoyment along with it. Just getting it out of the way and knowing it's not going to create a problem. And I know what that's like, too. Everyone's got tree problems. It seems like I've got one in the driveway that's leaning pretty good. It's probably, well, I'd say better than 60 feet tall. I gotta take that one down in a week or two. So I think I'll do the same thing you did. Get up on the ladder and run a line to it and open the truck on it, put a little strain on it. Cut it where I need to have it fall and be done with it. That way it doesn't come down on one of the vehicles or something else that could cause a problem. Okay, John, you have a good evening, and 7-3, stay warm. All right, we've got Pete, KD2DFD. How have you been? How are things your way?
Good evening, Bob, and the group. Things have been well. Been a long winter. I've tried to get up here in the past, and I don't know, I guess I make a lot of excuses not to have to snowshoe into camp. But Jeff, it's still a camp at this time, and someday there's going to be a house up here. But if the sun doesn't come out and warm it up, my wife's not going to move up here, so I might have a little bit of a problem. But I promised her a nice greenhouse with a hot tub inside, so that might be the right thing to do to get her to move up here. But everything is great up here. It's 45 degrees. Right now it's clear. You can see the stars, planes flying overhead. Just a real nice day camp. Kevin James, his voice is sounds pretty good. Always on echo link when I do hear him. So I didn't sound too bad. And I have an Echolink account, and I haven't been brave enough to try it. So I don't know if my voice would sound as good as his over it, but someday I'll get the urge to hit the button and talk to you, you know, on the net at 9 o'clock. So that's about it. Jeff, hopefully I'll see some more updates on your yurt. And with that, I'll say 73s and give it back to Bob and the group, KD2DFD.
All right, Pete, very good. Well, I'm glad you're on here and checking in with us from time to time, and I'll tell you what, I don't think your voice will sound any worse for wear. It'll sound the same as it does just getting on the rig and going across the frequency. Seems like, I know I've talked to Kevin when he's been on the road, a couple of different situations, and sounds the same on the Echolink, so you can expect the same result yourself, so that'll work out good. All right, you go have a good evening, and stay warm. It's going to get cool again tonight. KC2WI, Pete, how are you doing?
KC2WI, well, whatever got done, got done, and whatever didn't, didn't. And a lot of it didn't that should have, but and some other things got done that weren't on the list, but they weren't on the real necessary to-do list in terms of what I should have done, but they were on my mental list of this has been bugging me for a long time, and by golly, this is what I'm going to do. So, and there was a few that just had to be done. In fact, I'm just putting a little post here. I just got a Facebook message from somebody, and I know what the problem is. But I spent one of the things not on the list at all was yesterday. I spent a couple hours on the phone and remoted into my father's computer, trying to straighten out problems, email problems, and they're Frontier mail server problems, really. Frontier's got the flakiest equipment. It's just, they always have problems. And if your email program is a little bit touchy at all, and he's temporarily still using an old thing with Outlook Express, I'm not sure that it would go away with Windows 10 or 7 or whatever, but, and, you know, mail, error messages, you know, can't access the server timed out, all this kind of stuff. And, I told him, no, I don't really think it's the computer. So I ended up going in and checking this and checking that, and then going and logging into his webmail and deleting everything that was in there. I always set him to leave a copy on the server for a few days, but his was set to 10. I don't know why I had it set that long. That was, I don't think that was specifically the problem, because most of that stuff had been downloaded, but it was kind of a pain to go through it and delete it. You couldn't select everything and delete it because the, you know, the latest stuff hadn't been downloaded. Anyway, so I was about 2 hours of delay of doing real productivity. I don't even remember all the interruptions. And again today, I've been having things, you know, the error message has come up with Outlook, you know, and it just hangs, or it'll download the same message 7 times. And I finally, and this is something I've been meaning to do, actually I've been meaning to do it a little bit differently, but I finally said, okay, enough is enough, I can't deal with this. I spent about 2 hours myself reconfiguring all my email accounts, because nobody knows my Frontier account, my Frontier mailbox, I just forward things to it. So now that I'm really not using Frontier for the internet, I just switched over to making a few different accounts to sort things out with, and using, well, my Roadrunner email is what I'm using for the actual mailboxes. And you know, as soon as I changed all those forwardings from the Frontier to the Roadrunner, I never saw another message and everything was fine. So if you're having problems with your email and you've got Frontier, it's not your computer, it's Frontier, which is pretty good. So anyway, the one totally non-work, non-necessary thing I did was, well, there's a couple. I've been playing around quite a bit with loading Ubuntu and Zorin 9, and I'm going to try a real lightweight Linux distro on an old computer, but not until next week or something. And that, you know, it's like pulling teeth. It works really great until it doesn't work, and then you got to start digging through, you know, how do you change the setting, which is some cases really simple and easy and more straightforward than Windows once you realize there's a control panel. In some cases it's obscure command line stuff, and the problem with Linux is there's so many distributions and they change, and so it's the same kind of problem as with Windows, really, that manuals or documentation for all of them. Once you figure it out and you get the hang of it, then it's really good. Anyway, so I did that, but the big thing, I've actually got my D-Star ThumbDB D-Star thing working, and it's pretty cool. You're on there and you're in a reflector with 5 or 6 repeaters and guys, you know, all over, and you know, like I had a nice chat with a guy in California, and the guy he was talking to was in Boston, and so that's pretty cool, and I'm excited to try that this weekend when I take my netbook with me somewhere else and just, you know, sit somewhere with Wi-Fi and try it and learn more about it. But it is pretty cool, so that's what I've been up to, and I really didn't get outside at all any of these nice days, but I'm just trying to crank through all this other stuff. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, I know what you mean there. You just got to catch up with it and get things done and get them out of the way. Otherwise, they stand in front of you and you're like trying to walk through a door. You don't have a doorknob to open. I know the feeling, so... Well, that's good. At least this way you got some of the things accomplished that you wanted to, and that was good info on the email. I know Sherry's had a problem since she did 10 on hers, and we've been trying to straighten that out to no avail. It's been a problem. I've called and raised a little hell with Frontier, but I got nowhere with that. So who knows where that's going to lead, but... I'll tell you what, I think I'll stick with the old system I got. It seems to be working okay, and I'm going to leave it alone until it quits. And when it does, I may go in a different direction altogether. Okay, you have a fine evening, and stay warm, Pete. I got to make another call. This is N5AOW. Deck Control, where's the Black River Valley service at? Taking calls from anyone, anywhere. Well, I spent some time out in my workshop, the woodshed, whatever. It's been a project haven. I've had a lot of things going this year to upgrade, maintenance, and what have you, and make new items here and there and do whatever. Well, I'll tell you what, you can make a mess in a hurry, and between the jointer, the table saw, the drill press, and the router, I made one devil of a mess out there. Had to vacuum it all up, took some time, and then clean up the workbench and get a few things back in order again so I can mess it up with my next project. It was a good day. I got a lot accomplished and even revamped the pegboard a bit. Looked at that at one point and I thought, boy, what 10-year-old put that up there? It's a long time since I've been 10, but who is me? It seemed like I made a royal mess of it, but get that straightened up too, and in order to do that, you make an additional mess. And one thing led to another, and my little half-hour project turned into about 3.5, so. But in any event, I got most of it done. About 3:30, I guess, I came in the house, and I was just worn out. Just either between the mental process or trying to get a few things moved around the way I want them. All right. Are there any other check-ins? This is N5AOW. Not hearing any. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net, return to frequency, and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pete, KC2WY, Pete, KD2DFT, John, WA2U, KD2AIT, Jeff, KA3TFP, Phil down in Pennsylvania, and Kevin down on Oneonta, KD2FBF. Everyone have a great evening, and 5AOW clear.
And 5AOW, KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, how you doing, N5AOW?
Yeah, the email thing, my father was really having problems yesterday, and this afternoon he called me, he said, I need to talk to a real person. Apparently he spent like an hour or 2 hours on the phone with Frontier, you know, someone who didn't really speak English and didn't really know, couldn't help you, admitted it was their problem, you know, and all that stuff. But the workaround, if you need to check mail, is just use the webmail interface, you know, login.frontier.com/webmail, and get it that way. And also, what I did with him was, like I said, I went on there and I cleared out everything, and the only thing I left was a few real messages, and I told him he needed to go on to a lot of these newsletters and junk and just get, you know, just, I said, I don't know how you could possibly use your, you know, use it. The inbox has got so much stuff. And, but anyway, and that made it doable yesterday, but I guess it's gotten worse for him. And like I said, it was not what I needed to spend 2 hours doing today, but I've been putting it off for a long time because I keep having problems. I just said, no, today is the day. I'm going to probably have to access it remotely. I can always use webmail too to do that, but normally I just remote in the computer. And, you know, I don't need that additional aggravation when I'm trying to do something, you know, where I'm not in front of the machine and it's a little less versatile. So go in the webmail. Read the mail, you know. I don't know what she's using, but is she using the Windows? See, I never set up the Windows 10 mail program. Most everybody I've done is they're already using Windows Live Mail, and so you just keep using it. But the one thing I will say is if you are using Windows Live Mail from Windows 7, back in the old days you set that, downloaded that, set that up, then you're probably using Windows Live Mail 2011, which is quote-unquote no longer supported, and you should update it to, well, they only have a 2012, but, you know, you can do that.
I believe what she's using is whatever came on with the Windows 10, Pete, and I'm not really sure, because my computer, of course, you know I'm still working on the Vista part of it, and looking at the process and what have you that she's got with hers, I'll tell you what, I'll stick with the Vista until it quits. But yeah, that I'm going to let her know, try that frontier.com/webmail and see if she can retrieve a good deal of them through that, because I know she's been fighting this since frustration. And same thing as your dad, I called and I spent better part of an hour trying to get through these people, and you know, they don't seem to have an interest in taking care of your problem, and then they'll refer you to somebody, you know, in tech service. And the guy finally called, had the same experience your dad did. This guy couldn't hardly speak English. Sure, he couldn't understand him. I certainly couldn't understand him. And she said, look, have someone else call us back and we can get this cleared up. So that's where it stood. So back to you, Pete. KC2WI and 5AOW.
Yeah, KC2WI. Well, I'm looking at the thing here online because I don't happen to have a Windows 10. I just did two of them, but they're not hooked up right now. So I have, you know, have a picture of it somewhere. Oh man, do I hate this stuff. Web pages are getting worse all the time with ads popping up over the top of things. Windows over Windows. A little thing that you can do your post, you know, you can share this on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, Pinterest, whatever. And there's a little a box over on the side, and it covers over what you're trying to read. And half the time, you can't find any way to close it. Sometimes you can see an X or something, but most of the times, it's just there. Boy, it's, you know, I guess we're just getting old and whatever, and the kids just accept this crap. But it's just terrible. Anyway, yeah, Windows 10. It's like Windows 8 was really bad. That was a very confusing mail app, and he really wanted you to use Outlook.com. And what they, I don't know if this has sort of tricked you into this or not, but what they tried to do was to have you sign in to Outlook.com. You know, and create basically what you're doing then is you're creating a Microsoft account. And then you would configure Outlook.com, which is, you know, Microsoft server on the internet somewhere, to go to your real email address and download the mail to Outlook.com. And then you would just basically log on to Outlook.com. And The reason why that would be a good thing is if you had a PC, you know, at your desk, and you had a tablet, you know, Windows tablet or whatever, then you could basically, you know, do whatever you did with the mail on one device, and it would be exactly the same when you went to the next device, whereas a traditional POP3 account, you know, whatever you do, you do. If you're doing it on a client like Windows Mail or Windows Live Mail or something. But you can, when you set up Windows 10 Mail, bypass the Outlook.com, Hotmail.com, Exchange, Google, Yahoo nonsense, and just click on Other Account, and then you just do the normal thing. You put in your incoming and outgoing mail server, and it downloads your mail. And if the mail client just on, you know, on the computer from from everything I understand. I'm going to set my dad up on it and just be using the latest thing, and we'll see how it works. And I might just have to set up a Windows Mail, Windows 10 Mail account with some account just so I can play with it a little bit, but I use Outlook. So anyway, I mean, that's a long answer, but if it worked before and it doesn't work now, well, I guarantee you it's Frontier's mail service.
Yeah, I believe you're right, Pete, because everything worked fine until she made that transfer.
Is this Peter in use?
This is KT2, EXF. We're dealing with a county traffic and emergency now, doing a call up on the 655 local machine. Looking for stations so that I can check in with or without traffic, and of course all stations are welcome. Stations, can help you. This is Axon. This is Axon. DXF, United Manning Traffic Emergency, not looking for stations, so ready to check in.
Yeah, this is? KD2, DFT, checking in, no traffic.
And 5AOW, no traffic.
I believe the first call sign was Kilo Delta to Delta Sam Tango, correct me if I'm wrong.
Kilo Delta 2, Delta Foxtrot Delta.
Okay, can I have your first name for my luck, please? I haven't heard it before.
Peter.
Good evening, Peter. Thank you for joining us. And 5AOW, good evening, Bob. And how are you doing? This is Zach. I'm looking for any further stations. KAT2, DXO. Anyone else? This is KAT2, DXO, Rocko. Nothing further here, simply don't want to protect it. This is KAT2, DXO, Bobby, third frequency.